a choice. I asked you to come to Cleveland with me, you nut job.
I'll move to Cleveland when you get that IKEA. Never.
Don't you deprive the good people of Cleveland and IKEA. You are vindictive, Liz Lemon.
Well, it's not good enough for Liz Lemon, but it is good enough for the GOP, whose selection committee has nominated Cleveland, Ohio, to host the 2016 Republican convention. Ohio is, of course, a key swing state in presidential politics. It went for President Obama in 2012. But in 2016, the GOP is hoping to take that state back. Will a convention in its largest city help? Joining us now is ML Schultze, digital editor and reporter for WKSU, Kent State University. ML Schultze, hello.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Good to talk to you. Well, exciting times in Cleveland, Ohio, where the Republicans are coming.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because we are talking about Cleveland, which is in Cuyahoga County, which is the Democratic bastion of the state. A lot of us up until a couple months ago thought, well, it makes more sense in Columbus if it were going to come to Ohio. But Cleveland put on a heck of a push. What it got to showcase is millions, actually billions of dollars in new construction between a convention center and new hotels and other development, and really sold itself to the RNC.
Is there a risk that these conventions are sort of like, you know, the World Cup or the Olympics? There's a lot of prestige, but in the end, they cost more than they
Absolutely.
Bring in, or is that not the case?
No, that is a great risk. As a matter of fact, there's a study that was done by Holy Cross College that went back and looked at conventions from 1972 on and essentially came to the conclusion that they are largely overpromised. It's pretty much a wash when you're done. Yes, you do bring in 40 or 50,000 extra people into your city, but as a result, everybody else flees. And there's a little bit of a little different dynamic with political conventions because you bring in a convention of barbers or whoever, they come in, they go to the convention during the day, and then they go out to the restaurants and the bars, et cetera. With political conventions, you have a lot of organized closed events. Lobbyists take people out on boats and things like that. And so you might not see as many people floating through the city as you would with a different kind of convention.
Now, the economic benefits are questionable, maybe overpromised. What about the political benefits? Everybody knows, I mentioned it, that Ohio is the quintessential battleground, and everybody knows that the GOP needs to win Ohio if they're going to try and win a national election in 2016. But what do we really know about the benefits of having your convention in a state getting moderate voters or swing voters to come on your side? Does it matter?
Well, for the most part, those who are watching this are not guessing that suddenly Cleveland / Cuyahoga County is going to become a Republican voting area. It's still going to go Democratic. But if the Republican Party is able to swing even 2 or 3% of the voters, maybe they tip well while they're here or something like that, if they can sway that percentage of the voters, then they have taken a state that went for Barack Obama the last two elections, and suddenly it's open to a Republican candidate.
And again, Republicans are really desperate to try to grab onto Ohio in this national election. Do we have any indication, ML Schultze, of what the state of the Republican Party is in Ohio? Now, I ask this knowing there hasn't even been another election since 2012. Mm-hmm. We haven't had the midterms yet. But is this fertile ground for the Republicans?
Yeah, even though Ohio is very much a 50-50 split as far as how it votes Republican and Democrat, the Republicans control every statewide office, including the Supreme Court. So it was a very, very good year for Republicans in 2010 in Ohio, and as a result, they redistricted the state, and it became an even better Republican state. I think our U.S. House of Representatives delegation is now 12-4 Republican and Democrat. So on the face of looking at the political affiliations of our office holders, you think it's very Republican. But when you look at the elections every 4 years, it's really a split state.
Mm. ML Schultze is digital editor and reporter for WKSU at Kent State University. ML Schultze, Ohio doesn't have any laws against infomercials that last more than 2 days, do they?
I don't think so. The one thing we know is we will be inundated one way or another. This time we get the convention in person. Other years we just get it long distance. We get politics nonstop on our television.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You might as well try to get a couple of million out of it over the summer. ML Schultze from WKSU, thanks so much.
Shirley, take care.
We'll be right back. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.